Now, if you're a wine drinker, you have to try goodpairdays.com. They mix expert teas with personalization to send you great value bottles to your door. Use my code BARREL78009 and get 50% off your first $15 box. Perfect for a housewarming or to enjoy yourself while taking a bobble bath. Good Pair Days, your mate who's a wine expert.
This is a Ginger's Drunk Opinion Cocktails Edition.
Shelley Klum is not only an outstanding and talented voice actor, but she's one of my dearest friends. She began voice acting in 2004. She considered herself a pest, always hanging around the production studios, hoping someone would show her how to make an ad. And after 18 months, Shelley got one step closer. She was a creative writer. This gave her an understanding about script interpretation, and it was during this time she started to make a name for herself as a voice artist. Shelley then moved into commercial production, which was a great training ground for voice acting. She watched, listened, and learned from some of the best in the industry. Shelley was and still very much is the voice of regional radio.
Well, that's because they still use 18-year-old Shelley all across the country. Like, on my way out to visit my nan in Coffs Harbour, I still hear myself in Port Macquarie in Coffs Harbour. I went to Orange for Easter last year and I heard myself. I couldn't believe it. I definitely sounded a lot younger. And I might have said things a little bit strange. But anyway, they must still like it.
It was in 2008 Shelley was approached by Abe's Audio, a great option for regional clients that can't afford the Cap City prices but require fast turnarounds by impressive voices. This taught Shelley how to turn around high-quality content fast, speed reading, acting, and the odd accent or two. It was in 2009 Shelley was approached by the voice agency Blah, and she's never looked back. Saying goodbye to mates rates and finally getting a slice of the Cap City price pie. Shelley has represented brands like David Jones, Hungry Jack's, Tic Tac Australia, McDonald's, Topshop, Nova Network, the list is endless. She's incredibly humble and doesn't take herself too seriously. Enough talking. Here's Shelley Klum.
At the Left Bank, we know summer Sundays are relaxed. From the untouched to the unimaginable. You. Yeah, you. You don't do standard.
Are you worried about people noticing your missing teeth?
Nerva 969. Get some retail therapy during the Bardo massive mid-year sale.
We moved suburbs recently and right from day one, we just clicked with our new neighbours.
Hashtag style crisis.
The following program is classified PG.
Welcome back to a Ginger's Drunk Opinions Cocktails Edition. This week I have the lovely lovely Shelley Klum with me. So hello.
Hi.
As you heard before, guys, Shelley has a huge range of, what am I looking for?
I don't know.
She's done a lot of voicing. She's got a lot of experience. She also works with me. She makes all my ads sound really good. Because my writing's about average, so she makes them sound a lot better, especially when she gets to voice them for me, so that's great. But yeah, thank you for joining me.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
It's okay. What are we drinking? You made this cocktail this week.
Maison.
What's Maison?
Maison, a non-alcoholic beverage you can buy at Coles.
Oh, why are we drinking this?
Because I'm with child.
Ooh! You heard it here, guys. Gosh. First. It's actually probably not first. But that's okay, we're drinking non-alcoholic, guys, so calm the f*** down!
Well, you didn't exactly supply me with anything this week.
I wasn't ready!
You even said to me, I've got some passion pop, and looking around, I can't see nothing.
So. I can go get it, it's a full bottle. You can only have one, but I can't smash a whole bottle. So, with all your experience, Shelley, do you want to... So, if people are interested about getting into voiceovers, like me, myself, what is something...
I think everyone can learn to do voiceovers. It's definitely, like, a skill you've got to work at, unless you've got a, like, serious speech impediment or something like that. But there isn't a typical voice that, you've got a voice for radio. Everyone can have a voice for radio. You've just got to know how to work it. And then that's where the directors and the writers and the producers come in, where it's their job to... get the best out of you, but it's your job to come in prepared and, you know, be on your game.
So intense. I couldn't do it. I look at some of the jobs that you have to go to and it's like,
Like when I have to get a voiceover in for a job and I know I've got a very high maintenance client, so I'm like, oh, good f-ing luck, guys, because this person has been a pain in my ass.
It is always easy when the script is like timed out properly and that there's not, you know, there's good punctuation and they've actually formatted the script. That's always helpful. And sometimes I've read scripts where it's all in bold, it's, you know, it's all in caps. There's like no separate sentences or paragraphs.
She's talking about my scripts, guys.
That's when it gets hot. It's
sorry, I'm just putting through your paces.
Oh, and like everything's got exclamation marks. Do you want me to like
shout everything? Pretty much. So when did you start doing voiceovers?
So I started doing voiceovers when I was about 18 and probably didn't get my first Cap City job till I was about 23.
That's all right.
And that was for a kids station, let's call it. Kids channel down in Sydney. I was still living on the Central Coast at the time. Anyway, driving down, I was absolutely terrified, and my husband's in the car giving me a little pep talk. Anyway, it was pretty stressful. Like, I would ring my fellow colleagues asking for pep talks basically before I walked in. I was absolutely terrified. Anyway, went in, smashed the audition, got a number of callbacks over the week. So by this stage, like, I thought I was pretty great. Like, first job in Sydney, first job in my voice agency, killing it. The main producer comes back from being on holidays. And it's only then that he informs me that I'm saying the word channel incorrectly. But I still didn't understand what I was doing wrong. So anyway, he's saying, we have about 15 minutes of backwards and forwards where he's going,
kids channel.
Kids channel.
No, kids channel.
Kids channel.
Kids channel.
Kids channel.
Kids channel.
Anyway, this goes on, and I literally start to panic and sweat, and I start then thinking, does he want me to say it faster? Does he want me to say it more in a man voice? Like, so I start going, kid channel. Like, it was just, I was just grasping because he hadn't actually emphasized that I was saying
A instead of E.
Anyway, something you learn with experience and over time. And I did learn my lesson. I never got a call back from kids channel, but I have got onto voice for Channel 11 when it was around, Channel V Hits, and a few other places. So you learn from these things, as I did. Make sure you get your E's and your A's correct.
What an interesting story.
There's other words I say wrong, but I'm now aware of them thanks to some awkward conversations with other directors.
I slur a lot of my words. I put a lot of twang into things, so I don't know whether I'm saying things correctly or not. But those are the things you learn.
You do learn.
Thank you so much for joining me. Where can people find more about you and your channels?
My channels? Well, I direct you to my website, but direct you to my website. I would direct you to my website, but it's currently under construction. So at the moment, you can find me if you visit Blah Voices.
Excellent. You can see and hear more about Shelley Klum at blah.com.au. That's blah.com.au. Each episode of A Ginger's Drunk Opinions is brought to you by our delicious wine delivery team at Good Pear Days. Matt Clark and Christopher Buhabib wrote the music you're hearing.
What a banger.
Jared Cronin double-checked my typos and Matt Clark produced the show. If you like what you heard, remember to share it. Do lots, be lots. I'm out. Bye.